All right, back again for another movie review audio boo. Haven't done one of these in a while, only because I've actually been kind of too lazy to do them. So yeah, I just came back from a screening earlier today for Iron Man 2, and I kind of wanted to give my brief impressions on the movie. So let's play a quick clip from the trailer for Iron Man 2, or Iron Man 2, or something. Anyway, here we go.
People will cease to believe in him. They will be blood in the water. And the sharks will come. All I have to do is sit here and watch as the world will consume you.
Our priority is to get the Iron Man weapon.
So yeah, that was a clip from the trailer for Iron Man 2. And in that trailer, you probably heard Mickey Rourke as Ivan Vanko, who is one of two villains actually in the movie. And even though he has the least amount of screen time between the two, he's actually the more interesting one. The other one being Justin Hammer, played by Sam Rockwell. Hammer is the head of Hammer Industries, who is the business rival for Stark, played again by Robert Downey Jr. Now, overall, this is actually a pretty good movie. A lot of people have said that they kind of like the first one better, even though this one is at its worst just as good, in my opinion. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say which one is better. I guess I gotta have to dwell on this one a little longer to see which one I liked better. But I was not disappointed at all in this movie. It's more of what was in the first one, but not in a bad way. You know how like Spider-Man 3 kind of had more of what was in the previous two movies. More girls, more action, more villains, stuff like that. But it just wasn't that good of a movie compared to the first two. At least not. It could have been the same case with Iron Man 2, but it wasn't. They balanced everything perfectly. They balanced Tony Stark and his personal struggles, with stuff going on with his suit, his alcoholism, Vanko and his problems, Justin Hammer and his vanity and his jealousy and his need to just beat Tony Stark at everything. It was, I don't know, it was a pretty smart script. It was actually pretty well written. And it wasn't just your typical superhero versus supervillain story. They also have this subplot of the US government wanting the Iron Man suit, for obvious reasons. And the reason why Tony Stark doesn't want to give it up is because, like, hey, there's no reason for you to have it because the world is safe because I have it, Yes, all the other countries are trying to get one too, but they're years away, decades away from having their own working Iron Man type kind of, weapon. But as Vanko proves in the movie, it's possible to build a working version of Iron Man. And that worries a lot of people, and which leads to, the rest of the movie. I don't want to go too far into it. You kind of have to see it for yourself. But overall, it was a good movie. Everyone in it kind of is really comfortable in their roles. Gwyneth Paltrow was actually, I liked her more in this one than I liked her in the first one. And Scarlett Johansson, they've kind of made a big deal out of her being Black Widow. I don't know. For the first part of the movie, I was kind of lukewarm on her. I was like, yeah, she's pretty, she's hot, whatever. But whatever. She's kind of not really doing anything. But when she gets a chance to kick ass, she really kicks a lot of ass. And I was like, wow. Are you okay, fine. You've sold me on ScarJo as Black Widow. So yeah, I definitely can't wait to see more. And for those of you who are really into Marvel and their build up to Avengers, definitely stick around to at the end of the credits, because at the end you'll have a extra scene just like you did in the first Iron Man that will tie into future movies. Not to give too much away, so I guess this might be a spoiler alert. But if you're waiting for the Thor movie that's coming next year, there is a scene at the end that ties into the Thor movie, and I thought it's short, but it's sweet. It kicks a lot of ass. So yeah, I'm going to say that I liked Iron Man. Definitely go check it out if you liked the first one. So yeah, my recommendation for Iron Man 2 is, I guess, thumbs up or whatever. It was cool, so check it out.